Recent events in our world have shown how increasingly vulnerable our planet and all her inhabitants are to climate change. New scientific findings affirm each day that the time to act is now. On May the 22nd, 2008, in Seoul, South Korea, an international seminar drew together an assembly of leaders whose presence reflected the shared concern that global warming presents to the survival of us all. Participants included government officials of national, state, and city levels, major television and newspaper journalists, seasoned environmentalists, and environmental organization CEOs. Also attending were ordained monks and church reverends, artists and writers, as well as heads of organized teacher, parent, and student associations. Invited as an honored guest, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously accepted to a video conference broadcast live on Supreme Master Television to answer questions from seminar panelists. A world-renowned humanitarian and spiritual teacher, Supreme Master Qinghai has dedicated herself to the future of the planet and its inhabitants. Throughout the years, she has encouraged a balanced life in harmony with nature, which includes a vegetarian, meaning animal-free, diet. Her example of compassion for all beings has been shown through her active concern for their existence, for the preservation of their habitat, and for the greater environment. In her responses to panelists during the live video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai brought forth new clarity to the dialogue, going to the root of climate change to reveal the one eternal message for humankind's survival, and that is love. Supreme Master Television presents a rebroadcast of this live conference with Supreme Master Qinghai in today's part one of the SOS, International Seminar on Global Warming.
My name is Andrew Bartlett. I'm a senator from the state of Queensland in the Australian Parliament. I'd like to add my voice of welcome to the International Global Warming Seminar and wish you well in your debates and deliberations. I think global warming is probably the most important issue facing all of us. After taking a long-term view, we're facing an extremely serious threat of major climate change. We need to change our behaviour, not just in regard to trying to drive less often, catch more public transport, or reducing our energy consumption, but also some of those fundamental things like the food we eat. I've found in the political arena there's a real fear of raising the importance of changing our diet, of reducing our consumption of meat and dairy products, yet it's one of the easiest ways that we can make an immediate and quite substantial impact on reducing the immediate warming impact of emissions into the atmosphere. And frankly, if we allow the current growth in livestock production to continue to occur, then all of the other things that we try and do in changing the way we generate our energy is going to be cancelled out. So I wish you well in the deliberations. There's no doubt that we can succeed in doing it if we are willing to have the accurate and open debate that's needed. One that really demands some courage from politicians, but also I think recognises that it's not just about leaving it up to politicians. It is about people themselves driving the change, because if enough people do that, governments will follow.
I guess the timing is particularly appropriate in view of the recent tragic events in Myanmar. The cyclone Nargis has caused a great loss of life and damage to that country, and it is one of the many weather climate related events that are inflicting damage around the world. We unfortunately are seeing a dramatic increase in the number of those events. I think many of you, like me, have children. I have children and grandchildren. I worry about the world we're leaving for them, and I think because of that we need to work together so that the planet that the children and grandchildren all around the world will inherit in the years, decades to come is a, let's say, more sustainable environment in which people can enjoy the planet we live on. I think it is very important that you've brought together such a group of people of wide-ranging interests. So thank you very much for your participation. I wish you the best for your discussions. Thank you.
Meat production causes 18% of all greenhouse gas emissions. That's more than all cars, trucks and ships added together, with just 14%. So if we just all cut down our meat consumption, just for one day or more than that, become a vegetarian, then we will have a sustainable and compassionate society.
Hello, seminar participants and Supreme Master television viewers. My name is Professor Jonathan Patz. I'm at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, and I've been working on the issue of global warming for about 15 years now. According to the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, in their latest report, the climate scientists now say with 90% certainty that the warming we're having today, and especially in the last 50 years, is from human activity. It means we have an obligation to try to solve it and to reduce our burning of fossil fuels, and also other issues like livestock agriculture. Having a meat diet is actually also very energy consumptive. Climatologists tell us that if we don't reduce our greenhouse gas emissions that cause global warming, then we may have warming that goes out of control, and that would be pretty damaging to human society and to many species. This is a challenge that is quite urgent. I mean, it's really urgent according to climatologists. We need to act soon, as in now. So I'm cautiously optimistic. I think we really begin to act together, and in many ways to conserve energy, that we can abate climate change and sustain our population health and the health of the world. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a successful meeting.
Hello, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Hello. How are you?
We are doing well, thank you.
Hi. Hi to everyone. Wow, a lot of people.
Yes, Master.
Very good, very good.
Our first question is from Mr. Roland Zheng, who is the current Asia Affairs Advisor of the U.S. Democratic Party.
Hi, Mr. Zheng.
Hi, Sasa. How are you? Okay. First of all, nice to meet you, Mr. Qinghai Musa. And then I'd like to ask you about this global warming.
Yes.
Okay, so we are aware of all the days mankind daily heavy, and it's the change of the sun are affecting the Earth's climate in many ways.
Yes.
It's predicted that in 2010, the Earth's climate will experience a massive change due to the great explosion of the sunspot. It is also predicted that climate will cause an oil crisis. It's kind of an oil shock. Therefore, it seems that this need for its worldwide awareness and effort is concerning global warming. We would like to ask you too about your specific opinion and message concerning this. What do you think we need to do as preparation?
Thank you, Mr. Zheng. Again, this kind of great upheaval of calamities, the only refuge that we can take is in heaven's grace. By being virtuous, by being compassionate, by being a true believer of God and pray to God's grace, then we can be saved. You see, we should start to change our way of living now. We have to change. We have to. That's the only way we can save ourselves and the planet and the whole world and other beings in it. Because as the saying goes in ancient India, that any nation who produce 10 great persons worthy in the eyes of heaven will not know destruction. So what meaning by 10 great personage? That means the person who is truly a human being. He's compassionate, he's spiritually elevated, and he is unconditional, selfless, and he's serving others. And remember God. For doing that, we are a little bit far. So if we really want to save the world, that's the only way we can do. Otherwise, even if we dig a hole into the mountain or under the ground to stay away from the sun heat, or we go up in the mountain to avoid the sea rising, there are other calamities will be coming our way. Anyone who has any belief in any religion should study their scriptures again and do exactly what is commanded therein.
Yes, Supreme Master Qinghai, that was a wonderful answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for asking good question. You see, because as you sow, so shall you reap. All the religion told us that. So now, we come back to the ancient saying in India that 10 persons who are virtuous can save a nation. Now, how do we do this? Okay, in the ancient time, the nations are smaller than now. In that case, 10 persons in each country should be enough. But for our expanded community nowadays, we need more than 10 persons in a community. I would say it depends on the population also. Now, suppose in New York, for example, we should call that like a nation in the old time. In New York, we probably need, well, million people to be virtuous, upright, and spiritually elevated in order to save New York. So I think we have to do faster than what we are doing now. I'm glad the governments are doing something, and all the celebrities, all the distinguished people and organizations, just like you are today, are concerned and trying to push with all the vital actions to save the planet, to stop global warming. I'm very happy about that, but maybe we should move faster and take more actions. Vegetarian diet, number one. Green energy, number two. Everybody work together to be frugal and protect the environment and the animals. It's not that difficult. It's just a habit that we have to change. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next question comes from Mr. Suzuki Minoru. Mr. Minoru is chairman of PGS Incorporated, a pioneering environmental company in Japan. He is also the director of Iwate Galaxy Environmental Network.
Hi, Mr. Minoru.
バイオキシンなど 先生はこれまで世界の地球温暖化の解決策を数多く示されております。 これらの解決策をお示しください。
Thank you for asking, sir. It's a very good question. It's not only in Japan, but many countries are like that. Now, but in many places, there are already banned on the use of plastic bags. And many convenience stores, for example, in America, they're already trying to limit the use of harmful packages. Yes, so I think that's a good, very good start. And maybe we should impose a little more, stricter ban on this harmful substance. Maybe we can use carton instead, something more disposable, something more eco-friendly. And of course, the government again and the individuals have to contribute to this. They have to be willing. They have to understand the harmful effect of the use of these packages. And then we have to change. Even if the government doesn't impose any ban, we as individuals should pay attention. We should use something less toxic. And we should use, you know, our own shopping bag wherever we go to minimize whatever we can, the effect, the harmful effect to the planet. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Our next question comes from Mr. Kim Jung-gi, who is a news reporter for SBS TV's Future and Vision Desk.
Welcome, Mr. Kim.
Good evening. I have just one simple question. Since we are talking about the global warming this evening, my question is, if you look at recent years, there has been a catastrophe among the nature. For example, last week, there has been a disaster in China and the cyclone in Myanmar and great heat wave in Spain, whole lot. And my question is, in your personal view, are these all caused by the global warming? If so, why so increasing compared to the past? And I'd like to hear your thoughts. Thank you.
Okay, yes. Mr. Kim, according to UN and scientists, research and report, 9 out of 10 disaster because of global warming. So, of course, you know about this because you are a journalist. But I know you asking this question for the public's sake. You see, we have more disaster nowadays, and it saddened my heart very much. I'm keep trying to tell everyone to minimize it. From individual standpoint, just stay away from animal product, plant trees, use sustainable energy. It's only 3 steps actually, very baby steps. I hope everyone still listen and still will do it. And thank you for your concern, Mr. Kim.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Any more questions, Mr. Kim?
Well, it seems like you have traveled all over the world to help people from the disasters. I'd like to hear what your experience was and helping these people. And starting of this seminar, we have seen a little footage of your past, helping the people from all over the world.
Normally, we do what we can, just like to your neighbors, yes. And that is our duty, because the whole world is our families. If your family members are hurt, you do what you can to comfort him and to help him or her. That's a very simple procedure, sir. There's not much of a thing to talk about. Normally, in the past years, in the past when we first started, we don't even talk about it. But later on, because, you know, we have to report to the government what we are doing, and we have to, like, file in tax and all that, to make it all clear to the people. That's why we have to let people know about it. And then later on, because they have a Supreme Master television, and they also wanted to air these things, kind of to report it to people, to inform other people who are concerned about the victims or the person who needed help. Also to raise the awareness of other people, maybe they could help more than little that we do. Because I'm just a small individual, and our group is not like a big enterprise. We just help what we have, what we earn. And so if we air it on air, and people will know more about it, and other people who are more capable, they will help in more of the people who are in need. You see, that's the purpose. That's why we let the audience or the other people know about it. Otherwise, if you help someone, you should not even let yourself know about it. This is my opinion. Thank you, Mr. Kim.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching-Hai. Our next question comes from Mrs. Hyunjung Berger, a world-renowned cellist who's living in Germany.
Hi, Miss Berger. I'm glad you are here.
So viel ich weiß, in Europa sind viele Menschen vegetarisch, für die Tiere zu schützen. Und für die Umwelt versuchen die Menschen, kein Auto zu fahren oder nicht zu fliegen. Und Sie sagen, für die Umwelt müssen wir vegetarisch sein und werden. Kann das große Einfluss geben, uns um die Erde zu retten? Wie viele Menschen müssen vegetarisch werden?
A few months ago, when the Supreme Master Television asked my opinion about the similar question, I said to them that at least half of the population of the planet should be vegetarian, then we can stop halt the global warming where it is. But right now, at least 2/3 of the population, if we just rely on that alone, if we rely on vegetarian alone, 2/3 of the population should be vegetarian, and then we can halt the global warming where it is right now. And then the Earth, the planet, will recover slowly or quickly, depends also on some other factor, like heaven's blessing, humans' effort, the coordination between nations and people. Yes. The more we delay, the more number of vegetarian we need. But right now, if anybody listen at all, we must stop all the killings, be it killing human or killing animals. We must stop at once. Then we can stop the climate change where it is. And then we can buy some time to help the planet to recover. And we can develop some newer technology to help, to cope, to help to adapt with the new environment, new climate change. All right, Mrs. Berger.
Yeah, vielen Dank.
By the way, in Germany now, I heard that a lot of meat-selling restaurants are empty. The people are going to vegetarian restaurant more. They refuse to eat meat in Germany. I'm very happy for your country, and I thank all the German people for that.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching-Hai. Next, we welcome the question from Acharya Subhachitananda Avaduta.
Namaste. Namaste, sir.
Namaste. Namaste, Supreme Master.
Namaste, ji.
I am curious to know what is the future of humanity after the climate change?
Can you please zoom in to some specific question, because this is a very big one.
Is the climate change going to have an impact on human psychology, or is the human understanding is going to improve and elevate with this change?
Oh, human psychology, of course, sir. Sir, that's what I hope. After all the great disaster, it depends on what they are deciding right now. Actually, I hope that there is no disaster. I hope that there's no after. I hope that the human decides right now to just stop all the unnecessary habit that they are living with and change into the better one, the more noble one, a noble lifestyle. Then we don't have to worry about the aftermath. The climate will change for the better. We will live on. We will still have the planet, and they become wiser and better, more virtuous and more blessed. And peace will reign on Earth for a long, long time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Next, we have a question from Dr. Zhou Gilye, who is a professor of German literature at Cheonan National University in South Korea.
Hello, Dr. Cho.
Hello, Supreme Master Qinghai. I'm teaching in a university, and I had discussions in my classes about the environmental issues. And this year, I provided the students with more information about the current global warming. And most students were truly shocked and surprised. But these emotions did not develop the students into being active. And the general public seems to show the same reaction. It looked as if they were trapped in a house that was caught in a fire without recognizing it. It's just painful watching them being so indifferent like that. They are busy earning their daily bread. Master, how can we help these people to get out of the fire-cut house and try to extinguish the fire of global warming? Please lead us into the right direction so that we can make wise moves. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Zhou. The feeling that you have, I understand very well, because that's what I experience also, and that's what keeps me awake at night. You see, life itself here is made with problems. It's made with pressure, so that we are all very busy with mundane anxieties daily. So it's not easy for everyone to even take some time to think of the bigger picture, like the survival of the planet, the existence of the whole world concerning climate change. You see, the deep-rooted habits that humanity acquired life after life, as well as in this lifetime, and society at large, most often encourage people in the opposite direction of what we should be going. But still, don't give up on your students. Keep telling them. That's why the Supreme Master Television broadcasts all this information. We can only give people information and solution to the problem, but they are the one who have to choose. You see, I would have very much liked that everyone changed immediately overnight to a vegetarian diet, leading a more virtuous, peaceful coexistence with all beings, so that we don't have to worry anymore about climate change or future disasters. And whatever we have left, we will pick up from here. But it is not an easy task. I understand you very well, but please continue trying. And suppose if they don't listen, then that's just that. There's not much more we can do. We can only try our best. And whatever affects humanity will affect all of us. We just have to bear it with each other. We just have to bear it together. No matter what happened, we will just have to stand by with them. With the whole humanity, we do what we can until the last minute of our life. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you for your love. We need more like you.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Vegetarian diet, number one. Green energy, number two. Everybody work together to be frugal and protect the environment and the animals. It's not that difficult, it's just the habit that we have to change.
Thank you for joining us today for this special presentation of the rebroadcast of the live conference, the SOS International Seminar on Global Warming, with special guest, Supreme Master Qinghai. Please tune in on Sunday for part two. And now, Golden Age Technology is up next, right after Noteworthy News. Farewell and God bless.